T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we get back to business with a man who is all over the business of the NFL we're interested in talking about. That's the draft that's coming up, what just happened with the Raiders, what the Niners are doing, and I'm very happy to welcome back to the show Mr. Trey Wengo from ESPN, and he is now your lead anchor for the NFL draft coverage. And congratulations to you. It's good to catch up with you again, Trey. I did a week in Hawaii. You did some time. How was your Hawaii? Good Hawaii?
There's no such thing as a bad Hawaii, Damon, as you know from your week in Hawaii.
That's so, right.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for the kind words. And sorry we didn't hook up, but yeah, it was great. I had a blast.
No problem, man. It's when you're a couple islands away from each other, that's officially a long swim out in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's out of my swimming pay grade. That's
no doubt. By the way, where you stayed probably was out of my pay grade, too. But anyways, Trey.
I was in a lean-to on the bench at the beach. I don't know what you're talking about.
Very nice. Actually, it was my honeymoon. We stayed at the Ritz and where were we? It was the
Poipu Bay.
No, we stayed in Poipu for a little bit, but then we went up to Princeville and we stayed at the St. Regis in Princeville.
Honolulu up there. Yeah, it's beautiful.
It was absolutely gorgeous. Trey, while we were doing all that, obviously the powers that be were thinking about opening up Las Vegas as a legitimate NFL market, and sure enough, 31-1, that is now the new sea of hands for the Raiders in their history. Your reaction, I know you're in Vegas right now, probably just a coincidence. Tell us what you think of it, what it means to Oakland in its wake, and Vegas in the future.
Well, to be fair, I'm actually in Palm Springs now visiting my parents, but I was in Vegas. Not that anyone needs to know that, but just want a point of clarification in case people see me somewhere else. Look, on one level, it's a financial boon for the team, and it's a financial boon for the NFL, but this is a bad trend. Okay, this is 3 teams in, 15 months that have changed cities? That's not good for the NFL. It's not good for the long-term stability of the NFL. It's not good for Oakland. And I feel terrible for the Oakland fans in 2 reasons. One, they still are paying for the last renovation to the Coliseum. I mean, to Alameda Coliseum, they're still paying, $163 million on that? And now they get to see one of the most loyal fan bases in any sport, forget just football, in any sport, who have suffered through over a decade long of incompetence. And just when this team that they have stuck with through the thin, in thick and thin, is on the verge of becoming what they had been for the 60s and 70s and parts of the 80s and 90s, it gets ripped away from them. And that's unspeakably sad from a sports fan's perspective.
And it really feels like Jerry Jones has his fingers in this pie. And then I read the story about how he owns Legends, which is building the suites that are going into the new stadiums that are popping up all over the place. That's not a conflict of interest. That's doubling down on a reason to do it.
Yeah, the one thing that you can say with great certainty about the NFL is the same thing they said in Watergate. Follow the money. And the money will take you to where the NFL is going to go. And, you know, they can say a lot of things about with the Rams, maybe it was different because the Rams, were originally in Cleveland, but then they went to L.A. and then came to St. Louis and they felt they were bringing that team back. They just wanted a city. They just wanted a team in L.A. And it was the Rams or anybody else. And the St. Louis stadium proposal was actually a great one. And they just did not care. And Stan Kroenke could write a check for the relocation fee out of pocket change in his couch. And that was the easiest way that went down. The long-term play for the NFL, they believe the money is in Vegas, and that's where they are right now.
No doubt about it. Trey Wengo joining us. We're glad that he is here right now. And how this plays out in the next couple of years will be a study in awkward relationship between a fan and a team. And for some fans, they're just going to follow the Raiders. They would have followed him to Juneau, Alaska. For other fans, they might have watched their last game already. How they feel about it is very personal, and it's up to them. From just an on-field competition standpoint, they're such a young, up-and-coming team. If there were a relocation ahead of schedule. You know, they get thrown out of Oakland in a year from now. You know, NFL teams love avoiding distractions. I can't imagine what would be a bigger distraction than having to pack up literally everything and moving to another state, maybe once, maybe twice, maybe multiple stadiums. I've even heard San Antonio say, if you got to play somewhere for a year or two, maybe here. I'm afraid that the decision to move might actually trickle down to what is happening on the field. How could this not be a distraction?
Well, look, you're right. I mean, let's just go back to a couple of things in recent memory for different things. The Cleveland Browns under Bill Belichick were set to win and win big in the postseason, win in Cleveland after, I think, his third year there, and then they announced that they were moving the team to Baltimore, and it cratered that team. And it cratered those players because now the players are worried about not only the next week's opponent, but they're also about, okay, and are we relocating? When are we moving? What do I have to do with my kids? Am I going to sell my house? Am I going to find another house in time? Real world stuff comes into play here. And then, you know, in completely different reasons, obviously, when the Saints had to leave New Orleans the year Hurricane Katrina hit. I mean, they were in San Antonio. They were in Baton Rouge. They were all over the place. They played a home game on a Monday night at the Meadowlands, even though they called it a home game for the Saints. And, of course, it was nothing like a home game.
Right.
There are absolutely going to be real-life football, real-life things that affect the football play on the field because of the pending uncertainness about what's going to happen.
Meanwhile, Reggie McKenzie named Sporting News Executive of the Year today. And everything is pointed to finally start working out. It's just a shame that now is the time when they're going to be leaving town. It really is. That other team that left town but didn't go nearly as far away, the Niners, now in Santa Clara, now with John Lynch, they're hoping to point this ship in a new direction. There's talk about them maybe trading with Carolina, who might want to move up a little bit. How would John Lynch, how should John Lynch play this first draft of his?
Well, look, the first and foremost thing is they've got to make sure they have someone that's functional, a quarterback. And we all know that this is a quarterback-driven league. So the question then becomes, and this is the one only they can answer, do they believe there is a franchise quarterback in this draft? And if they do, they need to do whatever it takes to go get that quarterback. I don't know if they believe that yet. If they don't believe that yet, then it may make more sense to accumulate picks and try and get as many players that they think that can help them in this draft, which is rich in certain positions and lacking in other ones, like offensive line play. There are a couple of good, solid guys out there, and the rest of them we'll wait and see, and some of them may hit and some of them won't. But, you know, this is a draft that's rich at other positions. Quarterback would not be a rich way to describe the quarterbacks in this draft. But, you know, if they believe there's a guy, then they have to make heaven and earth to go get that guy. And if they don't, then they've got to figure out the best way to acquire more talent. And a lot of times that is trading the pick for either players or picks.
If they're seriously waiting to see what happens with Cousins after another franchise tag year, isn't that another reason to the Redskins that they might want to rethink their position on Cousins?
I don't understand what the Redskins' position is. I don't even know what the Redskins' position is when it comes to Kirk Cousins. 2 years in a row, he's at the franchise record for passing yards. Last year, he set the record for the highest completion percentage by a Redskins quarterback since Sonny Jurgensen. I get it. You could point to his interception late in the game against the Giants that knocked them out of the playoffs, but he wasn't the problem. There were much bigger problems in Washington, and there were certainly much bigger problems in the front office with how the whole Scott McLuhan thing was handled. This has been a fiasco for them. Let's just go through Washington's offseason. The brightest member of that coaching staff, in terms of long-term stability and liability, or availability, rather, would be Sean McVay. He's gone. You have 2,000-yard wide receivers leaving free agency. That's never happened before. Complete turmoil over the general manager's position and how it was handled. And, oh, by the way, you have a quarterback who, for whatever reason, you don't want to pay that has played 2 years like a franchise quarterback. There is something really wrong in D.C., and I'm not talking about the government. I'm talking about what's going on with this thing. That's a whole separate discussion. But there is something really wrong with how this thing is being handled.
This is going to be a great draft. It is interesting for all kinds of reasons. The fact that you are going to be anchoring every moment of it for ESPN certainly, I think, ups the ante. I'm expecting great, great coverage, as you always provide us here, as you tune up to take over that first round. Is there a player that's jumped out to you that maybe we haven't talked an awful lot about yet? Does Trey Wingo have his first round sleeper?
Well, I always like the sleepers that come on the third and fourth and fifth.
Of course,
that's just me because those are the guys that I really, I mean, the stories that some of these guys have and how they got here, and I'm sort of winding my way through the research right now, and there's some really great ones. But you know, I always like the guys that have had really hard, long odds to get where they are, and somehow they've been able to do what we've talked about here, which is put away real life problems and real life disappointments and give themselves an opportunity. And then there's a bunch of guys like that in this draft. And, you know, there are certainly guys that are moving. Like Solomon Thomas looks like he might be going if they keep that pick right there to San Francisco. This is a kid, you know, who went to Stanford not too far away, didn't have a lot of real big choices coming out of high school, and he has certainly lit it up and has made the most of it right now. But there's a lot of that going on. And, look, it's going to be so much fun. The draft is the only true reality television show, okay? You can't do a reality TV show with cameras everywhere and pretend like they're not there and then act surprised when things happen. None of us know what's going to happen. Like, I could tell you, I would lay down good money that I would have not had to refer to the words gas mask bong last year at the draft. And sure enough, we had to talk about a gas mask bong. So that's why the draft is the ultimate reality show. There is no script. No one knows what's going to happen, and that's what makes it so much fun.
Now we know what you're doing in Palm Springs. True.
Stop it. Visiting the parents.
Trey, thanks an awful lot, man. It was great that we could talk to you during the off season here, ahead of the draft and everything. And really, congratulations with everything that's happened at ESPN. We're very happy for you. You're always so good to us. Anytime your phone dies in the Mojave Desert, man, we know we'll hear from you the next day. Thank you so much.
Yeah. That was something else. Thanks, Damon. I appreciate it.
Really appreciate it, too. Trey Wingo, ESPN, here on 95.7 The Game. He is now hosting NFL Live. Well, you knew that. Well, the new solo host of the draft. He's replacing Chris Berman. Gianna, I'm not here to say anything bad about Chris Berman, but Chris Berman was better in environments that he was really familiar and comfortable with, and the draft was not that environment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.